Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances. And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending. Not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. 5-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Dale P. is making his first appearance on the program this year to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. His new album is called Redefined. If you haven't heard of it before, we'll be telling you guys how you can get your own copy, as well as a single that we'll be hearing here all day long. We'll be telling you how you can support it as well. Dale P., hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello to you, Cyrus. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on the album. We'll be listening to the single all day long, as I mentioned a little bit later. But, you know, when I think about something being redefined, Del P, I think about, of course, being able to kind of make your mark and let people know yourself, who you are and what you represent. Do you think that's what this album has really done for you and your listeners?
Most definitely. If you pay attention to what's going on in the industry, it's like everybody is following a new wave of music. And when I was growing up, you know, we had Kane, we had Nice and Smooth, we had Wu, we had Big. Like, it was originality everywhere. And It just seems like in hip-hop right now, everybody is just following one wave, and I just don't agree with it. So I just felt like we had to redefine what hip-hop is all about. And it's about originality. It's about, you know, setting a trend and full of substance. And that's what I'm trying to bring back to the industry.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I think, you know, one of the biggest things that I think is missing right now are people being afraid to take risk. And to really step out, because they're afraid of what people are going to think, what they're going to say. Have you always been a person, Dale P., who hasn't been afraid to take the chance and to take the risk?
Right. I always was told by my mother, rest in peace to my mother, to be myself. And if they can't accept you for who you are, then it's not worth them listening. Like, you don't have to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You don't have to conform to the industry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just think, you know, when you give your truth, and, you know, and they can tell that it's from the heart, it's always going to balance out, and people will get it.
Exactly. Now, you talk about what you have been able to grow up with when it comes to hip-hop. Del P, you know, what was it about music that said that this is the way that people were going to get to know you, that this was the way that you wanted to introduce yourself to the world? What is it about music that first attracted you to it?
Okay, so when I was 2 or 3 years old, I was a big Run DMC fan, and I would memorize every song. I would mimic them at, you know, dinners and block parties, like me and my brother, actually. I was DMC and my brother was Run. And we used to always, you know, just emulate those guys. And when I turned 9, I really got hooked on A Tribe Called Quest. And they made me really want to do the hip-hop. And I started writing my own verses at 9 and doing talent shows. And the first talent show I ever did, like, I always was a quiet person, like laid back, real laid back and humble. And when I got a chance to do my first talent show, I got a standing ovation from, you know, from the students, from the teachers. And, you know, I was 10, 11 years old, and it was like, you got it. And I just stuck with it. I never stopped. You know how some people can go through depression when something's not going fast enough? And, no,
right.
I just always stay at it, and I'm seeing the results right now.
Yeah, I'm going to actually talk to you a little bit more about that because I think a lot of people out there, you know, have kind of gotten, you know, disgusted or, you know, are a little, I think, you know, sometimes discouraged with the path that they're on. So we're going to talk about that. But for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Del Pete, or if you're following him on Facebook, you know him as Del Peasy. We're talking to him not only about his album Redefined, but also the single you guys will be hearing a little bit later, All Day Long. So, you know, you mentioned a Tribe Called Quest. I was just watching a powerful doc on them on VH1 just a couple of days ago, Del P, and, you know, talking about how no matter how long they are apart, you know, that when they come together, it's all about the music. It's not about ego. It's about the music and what they're able to do. Is that what it is with hip-hop with you? Is it really all about the music? You know, the extra stuff, people knowing who you are and all of that, is just like an extra for you?
Right, that's just the benefits of it. I just want to tell my story. I love making music. I love performing. I just love listening to music. But, you know, I was a fan first, but I just, you know, grew to start recording and performing everywhere and just getting messages from people who don't know me and saying I inspire them. That's that right there is motivation. When people say I inspire them, they inspire me. So I just keep going.
So, you know, we live in a world that's a little different because when you first, you know, kind of got introduced, I mean, when you're talking about groups, you know, like what you mentioned with Run DMC even, they did not have the benefit, Del P, as you know, of social media, the internet, YouTube,
right.
You know, iTunes, Amazon. But you've really taken advantage of those opportunities. Is that important for you so that you're making sure you're reaching the full impact of listeners? Or why have you been so active in not only using social media but all the avenues that are out there for artists like yourself?
You know, in these days and times, you know, people want to see visual. They can care less for real about what, you know, what mixtape you drop. And if they don't have a video for it, or, you know, if it's not on the radio getting spent 1,000 times, like, you're non-existent for real. And when I was at a radio station, I was actually at Power 99, and I seen them on the computer on their laptops. This is when my stage first started. And, you know, they was just on their laptop while we were getting interviewed, and I'm wondering what's going on. So then they asked me, like, do you have a MySpace? I never heard of MySpace until I was at the radio. So after that, you know, that next day, I started doing my MySpace thing and networking, and shows started popping and different opportunities in other cities. So I say, yeah, this is how I'm going to do it. You know, your MySpace page, your Twitter, your Facebook, Instagram, that's all your business. Like that's your label, because, you know, labels these days, they want to see that you already got a core fan base and see that you can move units and have people following you. So, you know, it's more work these days, but it's better because, you know, you get in a better situation. When you already have 1 million fans, it's not much they can do. But say we want to be a piece of that. It's not like I need y'all need me.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Since you brought that up, let's go through that door because, you know, you know what it's like to be at the top on Amazon.com, to have that support there. When you saw that, when you saw the way that people were responding to the music, and we're going to be telling our listeners here how they can get it on Amazon and iTunes in particular as well, you know, was that a form of validation for you, Del P, as an artist, that you were doing exactly what you were supposed to be doing?
Right. That was an emotional moment for me because, you know, I was sitting down in meetings and labels telling me I had what it takes, but I had to, you know, sound like Big Sean or sound like 2 Chainz. And I'm from Philadelphia. I'm from, you know, from the East Coast. And for them to tell me that, and then somebody who believes in me, shout out to Rob Swartz for giving me the distribution. And, you know, I put it out there and let the people decide. And I was getting all types of rave reviews for it and saying, you know, you changed game, and I didn't hear an album like this in 20 years. Like, when you hear stuff like that, you know all along what you were thinking is true. So it was a great day for me when I found out I was number one, and I was number one. Big was number two, and Jay-Z was number three, and these are two of my biggest inspirations.
So you have something like that. You have that type of recognition. But also, you know, I think this has to do well with, you know, making you feel good about yourself. Del P, you know like I do that there are people out there who want to try to change who we all are. You know, we'll tell you have to be, you know, in this place in order to be able to do this, or you have to be in this place to be able to do that. Do you think this also shows that you can be yourself, you can create great music, and still be recognized no matter where you are?
Right. Exactly. That's living proof. Like, I woke up this morning and I had a blog in Paris about my album. So it's like, wow. So yeah, I'm living proof of it.
And so
the word.
Exactly. Being yourself is worth it. And that brings us back to where we started with discussing the album Redefined. The single we're getting ready to listen to is All Day Long. How did this particular song come about?
Oh, okay. So I'm a big fan of the oldies. I love the OJs. I love Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. And it was just one song that my grandma always played, Roy Ayers, Searching. And I just always said I was going to do something with that track. And I shot it to my producer, Samad Dawson, and he came up with it, and it was just bananas. So All Day Long, when I think of All Day Long, I'm thinking about how, I went at it with this music. It was 24/7, no days off. So that's why I named it All Day Long. And that's where the concept comes from. And shout out to Corey Williams. He's a great friend of mine, but also the king of hooks in Philadelphia. He has that old soul. Like, I know, no disrespect to the Trey Songz and, the artists that's out right now, but he has that David Ruff and Teddy P feel. So it just connects.
Right. Well, since we have you here with us, Del P, why don't you do us the honors and introduce a single for us?
Okay. Well, this is All Day Long, the first single of the new album, Redefined, featuring Corey Williams, produced by Samad Dawson. I hope y'all enjoy it.
This what they missing, man. Let's get them Shrizzy. Watch the casualties build. Shrimp is in numbers. Even though I'm good on my own pair, success is way better when your folks there. Yeah, I paint the picture so clear. Fresh as low gear. Old heads, young with the dome of the old heads. God give the gift of quote shit, so I utilize it. Don't kill doubt it, I'm here. What can they do about it? That be hitting, it's only right I brutalize it. Tell contenders to be prepared for crucial conflict. Due to knowledge, all man with the music genre. That means I'm highly advanced and slightly a chance. Check me, get it out of your plans. Find another tree to bark up, or you can be the next MC I chalk up. Flatline, close the curtains, no longer on the service. Roses and hearses, no emotion, he deserves. The ultimate goal, keep right when you come across the fork in the road. No free rides when you grind, a course is a toll. Believe in self, nothing's better than supporting your own. Plenty thoughts on my dome, seem to never catch rust. Magazines believe I'm the secret that's best kept. Way ahead of my peers, fitted with perfection. Session after session, I dedicated some years. Never run from them, better to face your fears. Make it clear, I will not be faded, hope they aware. If not, learn in due time, style of a true dime. Rhyme daily as a new bomb, what tip is you on? Thinking you can outlast me, rookies cannot pass me. I'm nasty, H-class flow, your style blasty. Relax, B, off with your top just like Cassie. Sunny up a brunch tell, tell him I did it classy. No days off, stay on my job, haters wishing I could lay it off.
job, haters wishing I get laid off.
All Day Long from recording artist Dale P here on Conversations Live. We are speaking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to really define, I think, himself through his new project, Redefine. So, Dale P, you know, one of the things that you say in that single, course, is that your haters hope that you take a day off, you know, meaning that you really stay at it. What is it that keeps you from giving up? Because you know, just like I know, that artists come and they go. A lot of times they don't survive the way that people, you know, respond to them, and they allow what other people say and think to, you know, define their career. What is it that keeps you motivated, do you think?
I would say the thing is, I know this is what I'm here to do. I know this is why God put me on earth, to make music and share it with the world. So I won't give it up for anything.
There you go. Well, I think that's the thing for all of us, to realize what our gift is and to be able to walk in that gift. Again, the album is Redefined. The single that we heard here is All Day Long. Dale P, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well as how they can get the single for themselves.
Okay. Well, on Twitter and Instagram, it's the same, at DellP215. That's DellP215. Facebook, DellPeezy. Also, I have my own website, DellP.com, you can see the videos, purchase the music, look at the interviews, the behind the scenes. Everything is on my website. And also, you can check me out. I was just in the XXL freshman issue, and I was quoted best kept secret of hip hop. So when you get a chance, check that out. And I'm on Twitter 24/7. I would say on Facebook, all the links that I put up on Twitter go straight to Facebook. But I'm on Twitter, IG for the most part, and check out the website.
Well, they can definitely do that. Again, DellP.com, as you said. And then, of course, you can check him out at DellP215 on Twitter and also Instagram, he said. And,
yes.
And as I mentioned earlier, Dale Peasy is where you guys can find him on Facebook, so make sure you guys take advantage of that. So, Dale P, man, congratulations to you again on the album, Redefined, the single, All Day Long. And the last question I have for you is one that I try to ask everybody on this show, because I think everybody has something to be able to add. Based on your own experiences and what you've been able to do in your own career, what advice would you have to individuals out there about the importance of pursuing their dreams?
I would say it's a 25/8 job, not 24/7, 25/8 job. Go hard, never give up, and never let anybody tell you you can't.
Well, I think that is great advice, and I think that's the thing, and that's what you've been able to do, Dale P, and that's what our listeners can do, too, to be able to do exactly what they were here to do. And like you said, this is your purpose, and that's why you will continue to do it, and I think that's what people will be able to get from the music. Dale P, man, congratulations again, and thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Man, thank you for having me. And, I have to give a couple shout-outs. Shout-out to China.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Publicist. Shout out to the Power Team, SK Luchinona, Corey Williams, John Doe, and shout out to my manager, Lady E, and Shiz. Man, thank you again for having me, and I hope y'all keep in touch and keep your air out for me, because I have plenty more things.
All right, we'll definitely do that, and we definitely want to thank China Reed as well for setting up this conversation with us. Now, if any of you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Dale P, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, go follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you guys take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.